I'm originally from the El Paso and Ciudad Juarez area. I've actually had the privilege of living on both sides of the border. And I moved essentially across the whole state to go to the other side of Texas to go to medical school. I think that giving myself the opportunity to go outside of my comfort zone and go outside of the place maybe where you grew up has been beneficial to my personal growth, but then also to learning more about the community. One of the things that I really try to tell the first year medical students coming in is that school will become a central part of your life, but I don't think that it should define you as a person. So for example, I actually have seen several of my friends, you know, struggle a lot with that becoming their defining characteristic. And in that way, if you have any sort of failure or what you consider to be a failure, if you didn't get 100 on every single test and you're, you know, we are those kind of people. We want to excel in every single area of our academics. And so then that is tied so much to you, to your identity, to the point that you fall and you can fall into this pretty severe depression. As students going through a similar process of the stress and the anxiety, it's difficult to not be overwhelmed. But I think that the main thing that I try to get across is that life, you know, happens. And one of the big things for me was, particularly because in April of this year, I had a pretty severe car accident. And it required, you know, an ER visit at the time. My car was totaled. Litigation. The person had no insurance, and so it became this humongous issue. And so for me, it was very difficult to balance at the time whether I needed to take a step back from school or not. And I thought that I don't believe that I was invincible, but that I was going to be okay and that I could do it. And at the time, you know, I could do it all. I could go to school, I could go to physical therapy, I could go to see the doctors, I could go check on insurance. And it became a very long and tedious process to the point where I had to make the decision of saying, okay, well, you know, I need to let somebody know that this happened in my life. And life will happen in many aspects. I have seen some of my classmates, they have unfortunately lost one of their parents while we've been at school, and as a not only as a classmate but as their friend, it's difficult for me to imagine the pain of losing a parent, because you know one of the recent deaths was a sudden occurrence, and it was very difficult because I couldn't imagine for myself losing one of my own parents and being able to continue. You know, I'd like to think that I would be strong enough, because my mom, you know, always told me, you know, if anything, you must finish your degree. And so it would be important to do so, but it would be difficult. And so when these things happen, I think it's important to reach out, and I think it's important to acknowledge that sometimes things are getting out of your hands. Another thing that I've found, you know, now speaking like for the past 4 years, it's really weird to say that, is that it is a journey that you will go through, and it will go by in a blink of an eye. You know, your first class, so for us it's gross anatomy and radiology. You come in and you think, oh my goodness, I'm going to do 8 weeks of this. I don't even know where the end is. I do not see the light at the end of the tunnel that everybody's talking about. This is a lot. And then all of a sudden you're applying to residency, and you've made the choice that you're going to go into specific specialty, and you're trying to decide where essentially you're going to work for the next 3 years. And it's pretty amazing. It's a pretty amazing feeling to say that I've come this far and that I've made it, particularly because for me it's been a dream since I was 7 years old. That was a really important part of my personal journey through this. My grandmother was very influential person in my life. And so when I was young, I would go to the doctor, and I was one of those question persons. I asked so many questions that my sisters were like, yes, Jasmine, you have a question. And we know you have another question. But my parents, and they would tease me. My parents were very nice about it. My sisters would tease me a little bit about it. And my doctor, who was our family practice doctor, was very kind and very generous with her time with me. And she took my questions and she took the time to answer them. And she took the time to explain to a 7-year-old why we were doing blood work, why we were getting vaccines. You know, maybe not in the all of the scientific terms that we know now, but to the point that it piqued my interest. And so my grandmother became influential in encouraging me to follow that dream. And I think that by doing so, she was able to plant a seed that anything was possible. And then that seed was nurtured by my parents, who never put any limitations on what I could do, on what I could participate in, and how much I could read or not read. And so I think that that environment was so conducive to the path that I took. And so, fortunately, my grandmother has passed away. She passed away when I was 12. So a part of me is a little bit sad that she will not see me cross the stage in May, because, you know, I have so much to thank her for. And then in addition, from the gratitude, the love that they gave me, you know, it's reciprocated and it's important for me to have them there. When you are in medical school, you have, I think, different types of family. You have your family, you know, to which you were born. You have your parents. And for me, I have two sisters, which I love very much. And we are extremely close. And I think that for me, it became very important to go home. And they were 48-hour trips. They were literally Friday night, get on the last plane after a test, after a final, come back Sunday, you know, at the latest flight possible. But for me, it was important, not so much because, you know, not being able to let, not, it's not the effect of not being able to let go of where you come from, but I think it's just recognizing that you are in this successful position because of where you come from and who supported you throughout that process. And so for me, it was actually very nice to leave kind of the school environment for at least, you know, 24 to 48 hours and get away from everything that was school related and be able to just be with my family and take the time to pretty much decompress and then kind of rejuvenate and come back to school. And I kept that up pretty much, pretty recently until interview season started, and it's more difficult to fit in the trips, but it has been really important for me to do that. But at the same time, since, for example, I'm, you know, it is a 12-hour drive, but it's a two-hour plane drive that you maybe cannot make every 2 weeks, it has been important to create, you know, another type of family at school. And these are a group of people that we may not all get together at one time, but these are the group of people that I know that I can depend on. And there are people that I know that I can go to. And these people also include, for example, some of my faculty mentors. And that has been, I think, one of the most important parts of coming here, is that when you feel alone and when you feel like everything is going wrong, then you feel like you have nowhere to turn sometimes, whether it's academic or whether it's feelings of being overwhelmed or whether you need some guidance for your life in general. And in those moments, I thought it was really important to have, for example, the people who call you and say, hey, we should go to the movies, or we should, you know, just hang out this weekend or have some breakfast. And then, you know, people that you can actually trust and not worry about them judging you in the process. And then at the same time, that you can be that person for whoever comes to you. And that's wonderful, because, you know, at the same time that we don't want to be selfish and we don't want to just take, it's very nice to be in a position, it's a privilege, I think, when somebody takes the time to share a part of their life with you and that you can be there for them. That's an amazing part of friendship and relationships, I think. One student just got referred to me by one of my faculty mentors, and she said, you know, he wants to talk about homesickness. You know, that is just the reality that this person is living in right now. And for me, it was important because I I hadn't particularly gone through homesickness, like, in the way that he had, but the fact that I could be that outlet for someone else that didn't feel like, you know, overbearing or extremely formal or, you know, we're calling you into the office because we're concerned about you as just another student who had the time or, you know, made the time to talk to you. So that was really, I think things like that are really important.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.